Stop 2. Curator Marianne Templeton talks about Julia Bornfeld's sculpture.
My name is Marianne Templeton. I am one of the curators of the exhibition. This is the first work you encounter as you enter the gallery. Almost stretching from ceiling to floor, it's a large hanging sculpture that recalls the shape of a giant udder, stretched and sagging from the weight of carrying milk. The upper part of the work is about 3 meters in diameter, a slightly elongated half sphere from which hang down 13 teats, each about 1 meter long. The sculpture is suspended in the air about half a meter above a shallow plinth on the floor in the middle of the room. It is possible to circle around the work and view it from all sides. The textured surface is a dark grey colour, graduating through charcoal to matte black, depending on the distance and angle it is viewed from. The artist mixed coal dust with acrylic paint and applied this over fabric to create the rough texture, which is almost like the hide of an elephant. The texture and shape create an impression of heaviness and gravity, though the work actually weighs very little. Similarly, the colour and scale create a solemn effect, but the shape is actually quite cartoonish, so there's also a sense of playfulness. The sculpture resembles an udder, but it has too many teats. A cow's udder has 4 teats, and this has a cluster of 13. The spherical upper part is shaped more like a human breast, a single mammary gland, so the shape is actually an amalgamation of breast and udder. The body is the original container for milk, and this artwork reminds us that human bodies are also animal bodies, and that milk is common to mammals across species. Milk keeps very well inside the udder or breast. It wasn't until people started taking it out of the body that they needed to find ways to contain it and make it last longer. This led to the creation of the systems of pasteurization and refrigeration that we associate milk with today. This work was created by German-Italian artist Julia Bornfeld. Over the course of her career, she has created a series of large-scale sculptures like this, using materials like graphite and coal dust to create this type of organic surface. Particularly materials that relate to the cycles of life and death, creation and destruction. The idea of coal as a heavy, dark, dirty material that comes from the ground is almost the opposite of our dominant idea of milk as a pure, fresh, white liquid. But coal is used for power, and milk is very high in nutrition, so in a sense, they are both energy waiting to be released. They are also similar in that they are both seen as valuable resources that are highly politicized. This first section of the exhibition is called The Story of Milk. The stories that have been told about milk by governments, by the dairy industry, by scientists, have shaped the ideas about milk that many of us in Britain hold today. These stories have also helped to establish milk drinking as a social norm and to spread British ideas about diet and agriculture to other parts of the world through colonialism and global capitalism. In this first section, we encourage you to take a moment to pause and reflect on where your ideas about milk come from, and how these shape the choices you make around milk.